the letter pretty much covers it. We think the legislation is wrong and inappropriate. We ask that he do everything he can to either veto the bill or kill the bill.
Now, looking at your letter, you not only approach the issue from a human rights point of view, but a faith point of view as well. Why so?
Well, I think it's both of those issues. It's certainly not a very appropriate thing to do, whether you approach it from a religious or a faith issue, and it certainly is not an appropriate piece of legislation when you approach it from a human right. So I think on both points, it would be a very bad thing for the Ugandan legislature to do, and that's why we took the initiative, as all five of us serve on the Human Rights Commission, the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission, where we hold hearings on human rights issues around the world. And this seems to be a very major, important one that we felt we ought to say something on. Silence was not appropriate here. So that's some of it, and I think the letter pretty much covers our positions as to why.
Congressman, were you surprised, considering that Uganda was considered one of the darling countries when it came to dealing with HIV/AIDS?
I was surprised about it. You know, they've gone through a very difficult time. They had Idi Amin, and they went through a difficult time. And we're coming out, you know, people were saying how positive things were and everything else. And so, yes, I was surprised. I think most people that have been following Africa were pretty much surprised. We hope the legislation is killed. We hope there is no bill passed. And if it is, that it is vetoed so it does not become law.